When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, November 4th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Happy Monday.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello.
And Eric Bickle.
Hey, you know what to do, Cakes.
Got Let it. The music play.
Becoming old hat now, playing the music on Monday.
It's getting boring.
First time.
It's good.
Since 1996 that Washington has started off a season 7-2.
Excuse me.
I saw Albert Breer tweet this, and it really just stuck out. I mean, we know this, but the last time they started 7-2, Norv Turner was the coach, Gus Frerotte was the quarterback, and they were still playing at RFK.
And we were also a fledgling radio program way, way back in the day, in 1996.
That is true.
That's how long ago that was.
Weekend radio.
Like we were doing weekends in 96?
Yeah, we were just weekend fill-in dolts. And look, look where we are today.
Just Saturdays?
Look how far we've come.
It was the new sports weekend. I think we moved to Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays right after the football season. But during the football season, we were just Saturdays.
That's incredible time, man. Incredible time.
What a time to be alive.
Great time to be alive. I mean, they're just so... Man, John Keim had a stat I was listening to as I was driving in this morning. I didn't realize this. Man, you know, they've been stingy, right? And a lot of it's because Jaden's been so great at protecting the football. They've only had three turnovers so far this year.
Pretty remarkable.
Okay. Through, like, whatever we played, nine games.
Yep. Nine games.
Last year we had 20.
Through nine?
Yeah. I think it's the first time a team with a rookie quarterback. So, I mean, this might even be the lowest. I thought he said since 1933.
33.
That's
first year the turnovers were tracked.
Like way pre-World War II.
I mean, you're talking about 100 years.
And they have two interceptions from Jaden Daniels this season and one fumble by Terry McLaurin, I believe.
I mean, that's the difference right there. That alone. Forget about how great Jaden is and the improvement of the defense at times and, you know, different players. Just protecting the football.
I'm also glad that we didn't have to come in here today and talk about Daniel Jones plays so well against the Washington Commanders. He owns them. Because that's kind of been his story.
It's not inaccurate.
He puts up numbers against them, yeah.
It's not inaccurate, but it's annoying to talk about how a guy who's such a buffoon against 31 other teams is so great against the Washington Commanders.
He had another solid game. He had another very solid game.
I know. That's part of the annoying part. Because I don't understand.
But he also had that terrible fumble.
Yeah, that's JP. That's what he does at his core. He wants to give the ball away to the other team. But it is nice that as the Commanders ascend to 7-2, you effectively, now they were pretty much buried anyway, but now that you send the Giants to 0-4 in the NFC East, it's bye-bye time. They're now officially irrelevant.
I think you have to focus more.
I think they were
focus
done anyway.
Focus more on not the Giants, but the Commanders' offense. All right, they didn't put up over 30. But they put up 149 yards rushing. So even without Brian Robinson, they put Chris Rodriguez in there.
Kudos
I didn't even remember he was on the roster.
No,
he's
on the
practice squad.
I saw that he was elevated when B-Rob went down.
He runs for almost 5 yards a carry.
I mean, he was running angry, too. Like, those were some violent, like, nothing fancy, but put your head down and get 5 yards.
He was like the closer, you know, because Eckler was getting a little banged up. And,
right.
And
saw Eckler grabbing his knee like
at
some
point. I was a little worried about
during
that.
The game.
He and also then, was but huge he came in back pass in. Protection, yeah. by the way. He had chipped a couple times that were big.
And then, to me, Jaden just continues to play very efficient, great football. But there are two plays at the end of the game. The conversion to Eckler, where he couldn't have been more wide open. But kudos to the offensive line, because Eckler's coming from the right side, coming all across the left, and Jaden's just backpedaling. And then he's wide open, and then the pass to Zacchaeus.
Oh, just the most casual 3rd-and-9 conversion. When you didn't want to give the ball back to the Giants, when they were starting to get some momentum, just a huge play.
But both of those plays, the protection.
Yeah.
The protection was great, because we talked about it, that the Giants had this pass rush led by Dexter Lawrence, who led the league with 9 sacks.
Didn't get to him.
They had Brian Burns, and they had 0 sacks. They had 2 quarterback hits. That's it.
Yeah, Brian Burns tried to catch Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels said, no, this is not happening. Not on my watch. I'm just going to outrun you. You're one of the quickest defensive ends in the league. I'm just going to outrun you here.
Well, then how about the you only had 1 catch, but Diami with the 25-yarder.
That was a massive play, too.
That was a biggie.
That was a huge
one. I'm telling you, it's a receiver by committee group. And
it is, but I think Noah Brown is starting to, like, separate himself
a little bit.
Even though he only had 1 target last week, it was the biggest target of his life, the Hail Mary.
He had 6.
But he was heavily involved this week.
Mm-hmm.
But and Terry McLaurin's having a great year. You know, all of his seasons, he's had, 1,000 yards, but he never has been a high touchdown guy.
His high touchdowns was his rookie season with 7. He's going to, as long as he stays healthy,
gonna shatter that.
He's going to obliterate that.
Yeah, he's up to 6.
He's going to be a double-digit touchdown guy.
And though he doesn't get talked about with Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase and even Davante Adams, although people aren't really talking about Davante Adams being a top receiver right now,
right?
I was driving in, flipping through the stations, and I heard one of those ESPN analysts call him top 5. Nobody ever calls him top 5. Said he's top 5 receiver in the game.
Well, he just needed a stud quarterback to unlock his full potential, and now you're seeing that play out.
There are still red flags, though, especially the run defense. How many yards did we give up there? 160-something?
Well, 140 in the first half alone.
Yeah. The first quarter was dominated by the Giants, but obviously the fumble. And the Commanders were up 7-0, but they did dominate the quarter, yardage-wise.
They ran for $164 EB. I mean, Daniel Jones ran for 54 touchdown where he – I know you don't want to talk about Daniel Jones, but when a quarterback – just runs into 2 guys and knocks them both down.
He's a big dude.
That's pretty amazing.
As Craig Lockwood calls, he's a big rig.
I mean, he's 6'5". He's just a big dude. Yeah.
He's just a big. He's a big oaf. He's a big oaf that's on a loser team. They're 2-7. They're irrelevant.
And they didn't really get Neighbors involved until the second half, but they kept him out of the end zone, which was huge.
Mm-hmm.
He still ended up with 9 catches. So, I mean, there's a lot of good
stuff. They're not a perfect
team.
They weren't even throwing the ball until the second quarter.
It's a good win. You swept the Giants.
Yep.
That's a win on the road.
Yep. No, it's
not a perfect game, but a very good game.
No, excellent game.
Jaden throws another 2 touchdowns on the pile. Oh, and side note, he's also the 25th leading rusher in the NFL. He's 2 yards behind the team lead
for
rushing.
What did he have? 35?
37, I think he had yesterday.
35.
So that was under his prop total.
Yeah, but he's on pace for a casual 900 rushing yards.
And there's no doubt that at times he's sliding more. Even sometimes it's awkward. Yeah. He's making a point of getting down for the most part.
Yeah.
If he needs more yardage, of course, we all know he's going to cut it back inside and get what he thinks he needs to get. But I think he's doing a better job of protecting himself. It doesn't seem like he's as big of a crash test dummy at this point as he maybe was a little bit earlier in the season.
Especially when he's nursing the rib injury. You know that he doesn't want to get hit on that.
Yeah, it seems like that's had an impact on him a little
Winning
bit.
Winning is so intoxicating. Did you watch the scene of Dan Quinn in the locker room? I tweeted it out just a little bit ago from the Commanders at Junks Radio, where he's just jumping around screaming.
Yeah. He's pumped.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Well, he has to be thrilled that people thought that he was the 2nd or 3rd choice, and he's leading this team to a 7-2 record at this point. And nobody expected that.
Of course not.
Harris gave him football's 50th win as a head coach in
the
league.
Did it in his home state of New Jersey.
Which is good. They just really do have good vibes about him. Everyone's talking about the brotherhood.
Well, then you saw
it seems like the real deal.
Well, then you saw the story over the weekend on ESPN that players want to come to the Commanders
right.
before the deadline.
That threw me.
When did you ever see that before?
Never. You saw that
people they used to want to come here just to get paid.
Right.
Yeah, but you never saw it. Was never like the top story on ESPN.com.
No.
It's Jaden. It's one guy lifting up the franchise. I love Dan Quinn. There's so many positive things you can talk about. I think Cliff Kingsbury calls great games, especially compared to the previous guy. But Jaden just lifts up everybody.
I like how you call him the previous guy.
I don't want to set off EB. I don't want to set off the alarm.
About the other,
yeah,
the lesser
EB. Yeah, I need a trigger
EB.
Alert anytime you bring him up. Yeah. But it's just fantastic. I just love how it's total team effort. You mentioned Rodriguez. That guy didn't even know he was going to play until like an hour before the game. I think a lot of us were surprised. The B-Rob, you know, even though he was nursing that hamstring all week, I guess it tightened up a little bit in the pregame.
You think I didn't run palms up to my computer to put Eckler into one of my important lineups?
I did.
When I saw that B-Rob was not playing.
I also put McNichols in another league, and he gave me nothing.
Then you're down to the nubs if you're ready for Jeremy McNichols.
I had Gibby in there before.
I had nothing. You're nubby.
Hey, where does Jaden Daniels rank amongst quarterbacks in the NFL in the fourth quarter? Completion percentage? First. Yards per attempt? First.
Love it.
Touchdown interception ratio? Tied for first.
Very good.
Passer rating? First.
He clutched.
That's pretty amazing.
Didn't he average 9.5 yards per attempt yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Just 9.5 yards per attempt.
Are they going to go the entire season and convert every fourth down?
With Jaden Daniels, if he's upright.
What are they, 12 for 12?
They're 11 for 11, I believe.
Is it 11? I thought
if he's healthy, the answer to that is yes.
Probably yes.
Because Dan Quinn and Kingsbury.
Well, I mean, kind of depends. Most of those are like fourth and ones and fourth and twos. But
if it's fourth and short, Dan Quinn and Kingsbury know that they've got the weapon that can always pick up that yard.
Yeah, you just run that RPO and it's almost impossible to stop.
Who's going to beat him to the sideline? The answer is nobody. They're not going to beat him.
Although the Giants were doing a pretty good job of containing him in the first quarter. And in the second quarter, now he broke loose for a few after that, but they were doing a pretty good job. But it just takes that one.
Poor Giants. Now they have to fly to Germany to play the Panthers. Yeah. What a horrible export that is for the United States. Poor Germany.
Have fun.
Even though we were the beneficiary.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? You're grilling it. You're going to watch it.
Of course, I'm going to watch.
You're going to watch it
because I'm an addict.
Yes,
I'm addicted to the
product.
Well,
so are they. They're addicts over there.
Yeah. Even though we were the beneficiary of it, I kind of felt for Daboll on that pick play that they called.
Yeah, he was so pissed.
I kind of felt for him there a little bit. The guy can't just get a break.
Uh-huh.
But we needed it, so thank God they called that. We were better, right? We have 5 penalties. It wasn't catastrophic. A little bit better in the red zone this week, even though I think we were maybe 3 for 6, something like that. Man, what a Seibert just continues to just bury kicks that he needs to. Mm-hmm. Not that they were difficult, but he just comes in and you don't have to worry. He just makes them.
I mean, my son was guaranteeing the 20-yarder, and I said, stop jinxing it. Stop jinxing what's about to happen.
Right. Another thing which we can mention. Look, Commanders won because they're a better team.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is excellent. There's a lot of things to talk about on the Commanders side. I think Daboll and the Giants are idiots. What are they doing going for two early?
That's weird.
I mean, just kick the extra point and be down a touchdown.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don't get too cute. And then Daniel Jones, all right, he had a decent game, but on both 2-point conversions, mm-hmm. he doesn't even release the ball from his hands.
But what are you doing?
You don't even release. I know that you can actually give up points now. Like, if there's a pick six, then it would be 2 points to the other team. But the odds of that happening are low. Get rid of the ball.
Yeah.
Give your guys a chance. Throw a jump ball. Do something. Even if they're covered, just throw it in the back of the end zone. The guy has a shot to get points.
How can a guy in Jaden Daniels, who has, is it 8 starts under his belt now because he missed a game?
Mm. Yes.
8 career starts. How does he look more poised?
He didn't miss a game.
No, he started that game.
That's right. He started that game.
He's got 9 starts.
So how does he look more poised and mature than a guy in Daniel Jones, who I think has 70-plus starts under
his belt in the NFL.
Because
he's special and the other guy's just another guy.
That's probably the most reasonable explanation.
Yeah.
Is that Daniels has it, and Daniel Jones doesn't.
The Daboll thing, maybe that was because they just had no faith in the kick. I mean, they were on their third kicker.
Right.
Could be.
You know, possibly. And the first field goal he made, he almost missed it. And that was a shorty.
And maybe the dumb chart says, I don't know, maybe it says, because you know, you figure you go 50-50. He should have got at least one of them.
They know they're done. The season's over.
They got nothing to lose.
They got nothing to lose. They figure, all right, we'll go for it, and maybe we'll pull off, you know, a miraculous win. But, they know they're done.
Imagine being a Giants fan. No. Your team sucks, and then you watch Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Doing 360 moves and then hurtling over people backwards.
That's one of the sickest things.
And torturing
I've ever seen.
The NFL.
You also have Commanders fans invading your stadium, chanting hail to the Redskins at the end of the game.
Yeah. It's a great day. It is another Victory Monday. That's seven of them so far. Commanders off to a 7-2 start. We want to hear from you next. The last time this happened, it was 1996.
How jacked
Cake still
are you?
Had hair. EB and I had dark hair.
Barely had hair. I was grasping at
it. It was
point.
A different time. The Junkies were just starting out on the weekends. Gus Frerotte, North Turner. They are 7-2. Your reaction, your thoughts, 800-636-1067 as we celebrate another Victory Monday here on The Fan, brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back on another Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Miles, 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Your reaction to the Commanders beating the Giants 27-22. That is another win in the division. They sweep the Giants 7-2, second best record in the NFC. Playoff started today. They would be the 2 seed.
Oh, hosting a playoff game.
Behind the Lions. Mm. Your reaction to a game, Jaden Daniels, 2 touchdown passes. Running game, even without Brian Robinson, very strong. Let's go to the phones, see who's up.
Is it Dan? Dan in Connecticut. Hey, Dan, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, Dan? Junks, good morning.
Hey, Dan.
What's up?
I was at the game, and man, it was such a great experience. There was Skins fans all over the place with their Jaden jerseys invading the stadium, and hearing the Giants fans just whining and complaining about their owner and their quarterback and the refs. It was just such a breath of fresh air to be in the opposite position and seeing the jealousy on their faces with all the how well Jaden was doing. So.
Yeah.
Couldn't be happier. It's like 180 turnaround. And even though the game was close, it just, you could feel that we were in control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could feel that when Jaden was on the field, there was always a plan, that everything was, you know, dialed in. So couldn't be happier. Hail the Redskins.
Yeah, it's a super exciting time. He did a good job, too, just kind of throwing it away a few times when he could have forced it.
Mm-hmm.
Had to accept, you know, a field goal or a punt or whatever.
Yep.
And that was fine.
Didn't force the issue when pressure got in on him.
He's truly wise beyond his years.
Oh,
I mean, I
yeah.
think that
he's
is
so
the most impressive part about him beyond his physical gifts. Although, well, I can't even remember if it was the first touchdown of Terry or the second. I think it was the first one.
First one was the 1 yard pass.
Yeah. Oh, it was the second one then because that was just
that was
such a dime.
Well, where he beat Deontay Banks.
Yeah.
They, like, he's had a little back and forth with. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, just such a great throw. And Kingsbury, man, you got to give him props, man. What a market improvement from the dope we had last year. All right, let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. Play that music, Cakes. Come on. Everybody wants to be in a good mood today.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, fellas. Play that music, man. Don't get tired of doing that, man. You know, I tell you what, man, this team, man, these don't look like emotional wins. These look like wins, man, that they just actually playing very, very good football, man. And they're just being coached very well, fellas. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Their offensive line, man. Good God Almighty, man.
Yeah, what a turnaround, right?
I mean, adding those three guys. Yeah. Adding those three. Yeah, adding those three pieces on the offensive line has been huge.
It's a very underrated piece, this, because I mentioned what I thought were just two monster plays, the play to Eckler and the play to Oz. Both guys wide open, but Jaden has the time to just backpedal to get in position to make the throw. I mean, there was nobody even close to Jaden Daniels on those two throws.
Austin Gale tweeted last night, and Austin used to work for PFF. I don't know if he's got his own deal now. He works for, I don't know, whoever. True Media Sports, maybe. He tweeted last night, Washington is averaging 42.5 yards per drive. The highest average for any offense in weeks 1 through 9 this millennium. That means in 24 years. Nobody's been better than Washington
per drive.
Per drive, 9 weeks. Through 9 weeks.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
I know, it really is.
And now we're just taking, like, oh, they scored 27 points. Almost a minor disappointment. Like, as years past.
Well, they could have scored.
You're dying for, like, anything over 18 or 19 points.
I mean, they wanted it.
Right, they could have punched in another one at the end. They knelt on it.
Yeah, of course you're not.
This was the right thing to do.
Yeah. You're going to kneel on the ball.
Go to Reggie in D.C., 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Reggie, how are you, buddy?
E.B.
Yes, sir.
Look at me, Reggie. Man, listen, I heard a caller on Friday disrespect you and your fandom. Listen to me. I sat here, and I've been a junkie. You guys know this. I've been listening to you forever. Lurch is a little bit neutral with his little jab. But JP laughed at you with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. He laughed at you with Carson Wentz. He laughed with you horny for Zorny. He laughed at you with Sam Howell. He laughed at you with R. Jesus. I look at you on TV, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, your posture's bad. You was a strong
His
eight.
Posture's still you bad, let's like be honest.
You went to a 6 3/4. I looked at you the other day, man. Your posture, you look good. Your eyes look
getting better looking now, aren't I?
Skin.
Yeah, just because of Jaden.
The commander's lid on. You look sexy. And
thank
I'm
you.
I'm not going to stand for nobody coming on this station talking about your fandom when you got your brother to your left and your right. Now, Casey's a fan now. We've adopted faith. We've right. adopted Casey. Lurch, you know, let's just keep it neutral. But yeah. JP, now, what I would give JP, I won't say the only one, but he was like, man, this could be, you know, the CJ Stroud, because you guys were hearing all this stuff doing OTAs.
Yeah, but he picked them to go 7 wins. He wasn't really
wussed out at the end.
He's not a true
believer. He wussed out.
I mean, that's kind of the definition of neutral.
Yeah.
I mean, you're calling me neutral.
Yeah, but he was still saying, you know, he was still throwing out the CJ narrative. I think he was just scared. But I remember, like, doing OTAs. Yeah, I was like, my Carson Wentz looked terrible. But you still was holding on, and I was holding on with you. So, man, listen, I hope I run into you, EB, so I can give you, like, one of these big brother hugs. Because we earned this week, 1996.
I'm happy to meet you, buddy. Are we doing something? Are you and I doing something, like a little download thing Thursday?
Yeah, I don't know if it's fully sanctioned.
Well, just watch. Check out my Twitter feed. I'll tell you where I'm going to be at on
Renegade
Thursday.
Appearances. Those are some of the best.
By the way.
Except when they're not paid.
I was traveling this weekend. Like I'm always traveling. And Rom sends me a clip of Linnell. Why is Linnell taking a shot at us as like being like ass kissers or something? What was he doing? Did you hear that? What was that?
I had a conversation with Linnell about it.
What was? I think it's just Linnell being silly, just like killing time.
I think he's just
young
doing bits. But but I said, dude, you got to be careful. You do bits with people you know.
Like, I mean,
you're taking shots at guys that you don't really know.
Why did he take a shot at?
Go fight Chris Russell.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you and mean? It wasn't my. Listen, he's a young broadcaster. I like him. I root for him.
Yeah.
But he said something like, "If you want to hear ass kissing, just listen to 6 to 10."
Mm-hmm.
Who ass kissing? That was for my biggest.
The comment didn't even make sense.
No. Well, yeah, I think I get it. I think he's just killing time, and he just words come out of his mouth. I think he's a good kid, but you should probably not say that.
We try to be team players here.
What was the context?
We try to look be team players.
Can someone explain, please?
A caller called in and said he's the most pessimistic fan out there because Linnell was ranting about something, or he just saying how they could lose the game.
Yeah.
And he goes, I keep it real. If you want ass kiss and listen to the junkie, 6 to 10 a.m.
He said, listen to the show from 6 to 10.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that Linnell thinks that you guys aren't hard enough on, like, Jonathan Allen when you have him on.
Well, I mean, does he expect us to just
we've been doing this for almost 30 years.
I know. Tell that to Linnell.
Yeah, you do that with your weekly guest. You do that with your weekly guest. I mean, come on. But it's fine. I just consider it a young guy just killing time. Words just come out of his mouth. But it is kind of a show. How did he respond?
That's also Rom just trying to get attention from you. You know,
I know. I know.
And I mean, that's the most thinly veiled AD grab of all time.
I know. But he's like texting me about it. I go, dude, I don't even know who's on the air when I'm not on. Right. I don't even care. And then he sent me audio later.
Oh, yeah. That's just doubling down for ADs.
Yeah. Yeah. But I like him. I think he's a nice kid, but he should just probably shouldn't
shut up.
Yeah. I mean,
keep your name out of his mouth.
Maybe. If it's going to be negative, maybe. All right, let's go to Jay. Jay, what's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
What's up, Jay? Good
what's
morning.
Up?
I was at the game yesterday, and it was crazy to watch Jaden Daniels single-handedly break the will of every Giants fan in that building.
That had to be so sweet for you sitting in the stands.
There's 6 minutes left in the game, and it's cleared out. In the last couple drives of the game, there was no opposing fans, interference. We just had the ball quiet.
Yeah.
Nice throws, third down conversions, nothing. Mm. It was hilarious. All the collective grunts when Jaden.
Hey, we got to get out of here. This Jaden Daniels kid is kicking our ass. We got to leave. This game's over.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take it easy.
I don't even really know how to react to this now.
You just revel in the fact that the Commanders found their guy.
They've got their guy.
They've got the guy they've been searching for decades.
He's not just a guy. And this is not a shot at Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a guy. He's a franchise quarterback. He's playing well. Mm-hmm. But Jaden Daniels is another level. He's a top five guy.
I think Jaden
has. He might not be number five.
This will probably come back to haunt me, but I think Jaden is the kind of guy that can win a league MVP. I'm not saying this year, but he's the kind of guy that can win one in the future.
Maybe not this year, but he's starting to get mentioned in MVP circles this year.
I just don't think he puts up big enough numbers.
Well, he was mentioned weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right. He was mentioned.
But it's building.
But I think he has that kind of. He has that Lamar-like talent that just,
I mean, I was watching Fantasy Now. It's Fantasy. You don't care about that. But it kind of portrays what kind of numbers he's putting up.
Yeah.
But Fantasy Now yesterday had the number one quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Correct.
For yesterday?
To play. He was the number one. You know, they rank all the quarterbacks.
Not the results. Yeah, the projection.
No, the projections. They rank all the positions, and they had Daniels one.
Yeah. All right, let's go to...
That's what the rushing floor brings.
Guessing the results, Joe Burrow might have been number one.
When Joe Burrow throws 5 touchdowns in a game, he's going to vault to number one.
Let's go to Tyrone in Chantilly. Hey, Tyrone. What's up, bud?
What's up, fellas? I'm about your guys' age, and I just wanted to talk about the vibe in the area really quick. Obviously, I'm not in the city. I'm out in the suburbs, and just everywhere you go now, you see Commander's gear, old Redskin stuff, and just the vibe feels like it felt, you know, back in the last good old days where everybody was just walking around happy, smiling. You get head nods from people that normally you would think would, you know, want to fight you for whatever reason. It's just the vibe is unreal. I went to a pickle fest in Chantilly over the weekend. All kinds of Commander's gear all over the place. People giving, you know, I go to one vendor. He's got on a Commander shirt. He's hoarse because he was at the game last weekend. We're talking about this weekend and just the team, and everybody end up getting like free stuff from him because everybody's just so happy. Everybody's being nice to everybody. It's just a great time. And every Monday is gear day for me at work. You know, now, you know, I just wake up and I don't even think twice. I put on my Redskins gear, Commander's gear, walk into work. Everybody's looking at me like, oh man. And it's just the greatest time in the world.
And it's growing. I think what you say is growing.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Tyrone.
This is just the start. you know, a few years from now, if this continues with Jaden Daniels, and there's no reason to believe that it won't, I'm not saying there aren't going to be ups and downs. You're not guaranteed to be in the playoffs. But when you have somebody like Jaden Daniels, you're pretty much guaranteed to be in playoff contention in the mix every year.
I think
that's
so.
What you see from the Ravens with Lamar Jackson, what you see from the Bills with Josh Allen, and you certainly see that with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. When you have one of those guys, you're going to be in the conversation to compete for a championship. But it's so true. I go work out, and there's a guy, I don't even know his name, and I see every once in a while he'll ask me about the Commanders over the years. And he's got dreads, and he walks by me. The other day, he's just walking into the gym. I'm leaving. Fist bump. That's like no, nothing even said. It was, and I'm not even a Commanders fan, but I know what he's thinking. I'm just like, and he's like,
but
keep
just
going.
Think about this year. Just this year. I mean, they're going to go to the playoffs. And just
don't
think,
jinx anything. Barring disaster, they're going to the playoffs.
But just think about the hype leading up to the first round game. Whoever they play, it's the Rams or it's the Packers. I don't know.
The Drab Hawks.
Think about that.
It is important to remember that the last time we started
now, they might
this
have
way,
to go on the road.
Right.
They might have to. I mean, they win the division, they won't. But if they have to go on the road, I'd, you know, still, it's going to be incredible hype.
It's important to remember, last time we did start 7-2, we didn't make the playoffs. So certainly the collapse is possible.
That was a North special.
That was a North special.
Anything's possible.
But it looks good.
It would be very surprising.
It looks good. I said this a couple weeks ago. I watch these games kind of not the mentality I did in 91. I kind of expect to win.
Yeah.
I kind of expect to win before, during, the whole time. I'm kind of expecting to win. And I honestly haven't felt that way since there was a little, maybe 5 or 6 game period there with RG3, you know, where I kind of thought he was like magic and we was going to win every time he did something, you know, second half of that season. But since 91, I haven't felt this way.
Oh, man, now I get to do
this consistently.
Now I get to type in if the NFL playoffs started today in my search box.
see what comes up.
Feels so good. Feels
who would
amazing.
They face, Cakes?
They are the 2 seed, so they would face, it would be the 7 seed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Packers. They would host the Packers.
No, that'd be a tough game.
Sure.
Tough game.
Any of those
look,
games
the second half of the
point.
Season is going to be defined by tougher opponents, right? Because, and we can talk about this in the next segment if we go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, but the Eagles are starting to play better football.
Hell yeah.
You got other teams that are really
that
good, but I've been saying this for a couple weeks.
That game in 2 weeks against Philly is a monster.
It's on a short week, too.
I've been saying this for a couple weeks. When you take an honest look at the NFC, you would put the Lions number one. But after that, the Commanders are in with a group of teams. And maybe the Commanders are the best of that group of teams, but beyond the Lions,
I mean, the
Commanders are as good as anybody.
The 4 seed right now in the NFC, the Arizona Cardinals. Is anybody scared of the Arizona Cardinals right now?
What did Washington do to them?
Washington
beat them,
punked them.
Exactly.
Pwned them real good. Commanders are an 85% chance to make the playoffs as of today.
Yeah.
85. I'll take 85%.
Pretty darn good.
If I went home with a test that had 85% on it, showed to my parents, especially in high school when the grades were kind of few and far between, good grades, 85 looked like 100.
Hey, Valdez, I'm sure you probably don't know this, but what is your instinct since you guys play the Steelers a lot? How are they after a bye week? Is Tomlin known for being some sort of like great coach?
Like genius?
I don't
know if he has the reputation as Andy Reid. But what you need to be worried about is Tomlin as a dog. Tomlin as a dog is, like, he really puts the chip. Yeah, he relishes in it. He makes the guys believe that they're the underdog, and they really come out swinging when they're a dog.
They are 11-4 after a bye week.
That's pretty good.
You know they were locked in and watching the entire staff.
Sure, of course.
Yesterday, so.
That's
going to
be
tough.
That's going to be a big one at Northwest Stadium.
It's a big one. I mean, they're all big, but the big one, the massive one, is in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. It's another Victory Monday here on the Junkies, brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on a Victory Monday, brought to you by Chenega Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, will jump on at 7 o'clock. Doc Walker for our colleague check-in at 8:20. Right now, though, we'll do a little Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. And we'll just kind of focus on the NFC picture with the Commanders winning at 7-2. They've got the second best record in the conference behind the Lions. Jared Goff leading the NFL's best offense, very efficient. Over his last six games, Goff has completed almost 83% of his passes and has a 140.1 passer rating. That is the best in the history of the NFL over a six-game streak.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Didn't have to do much. 18 for 22 for a 145, had a touchdown pass. They had a pick six in the game. They end up beating the Packers 24-14. Over his last five games, Goff has 11 touchdowns with no picks.
Kind of a weird quirk for the Lions. That's their only outdoor game of the entire season.
Yeah.
And the conditions were not great.
Right.
A lot of rain, but the Lions persevered. Look, they're going to play really good defense, and they're going to run the ball down your throat.
They got two good backs.
With Gibbs and Montgomery.
Yep. St. Brown scored.
And that blueprint worked.
But Goff, in his last five games, has a total of, I think, 14 incompletions.
Yeah.
Total.
No, it's 17,
he's been
actually
crushing it.
Is it 17? Okay.
But, yeah, it's barely
and
any
like you said, he hasn't thrown a pick, so he's taking care of the ball as well.
NFC East picture. Of course, Commanders atop the division. Eagles a half game back, 6-2. They're rolling again. Beat the Jags. Jalen Hurts. People were kind of burying him. Do you realize he has 8 rushing touchdowns this year to go with 10 passing touchdowns? 2 passing touchdowns yesterday. Had a really nice touchdown pass to Saquon, which was an over-the-shoulder catch. And then Devontae Smith had a spectacular
How are they
touchdown
doing?
Catch.
How's the tush-push?
Are they still working?
Still doing
just
it.
As effective.
Still doing it. I don't know what the percentage is, but they still do it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got 8 touchdowns. Not all of them are like 10-yard scrambles.
But the big deal is A.J. Brown hurt his knee, left the game.
He's banged up.
So
Dallas Goddard's still out. So, I mean, they're losing some guys. But look, they're just going to lean further into Saquon Barkley, who had nearly 200 all-purpose yards and found the end zone twice.
Barkley already up to 925 yards rushing this season with 6 touchdowns. Then also has 2 touchdown catches with 20 catches. So he's been great. Meanwhile, the Cowboys appear to be done. There's some video. Lip readers say that Dak Prescott was on the sideline saying, "We suck."
Mm-hmm.
He's right.
I think with an F-bomb laced in between.
Falcons 6-3. They're a team to look at in the NFC. They beat Dallas 27-21. Kirk Cousins with another 3 touchdown passes. He's up to 17 on the season.
Things are unraveling in Dallas. They're 3-5. Zeke didn't make the trip because he was disciplined for like missing meetings.
That's fine. I mean, they could just cut
things
him.
Are just out of control in Dallas. And they lose Dak to the hamstring
Dak's
injury.
Got the hammy.
And CD's banged up.
Yeah.
Like that's the cornerstone of their entire offense.
And who do they play this week?
They're at against Philly.
They
at
play
home.
Philly.
Yeah.
And probably, I'm going to guess Dak doesn't play in that game.
I mean, you're looking.
So you're talking to Cooper Rush starting against Philly.
Right.
Last game to mention, really, in terms of the NFC contenders that the Commanders should keep their eye on, the Vikings beat the Colts 21-13. Sam Darnold, another 3 touchdown passes. He's also up to 17 on the season.
I'm a third of my way to my winning my bet against you guys. Now I just need them to win their next 2 games.
Yep.
Justin Jefferson, 7 catches for a 137.
But this
Jordan
is one
Addison,
I thought they would win.
Yeah.
Addison had a one-handed touchdown catch. So
by the way,
they are 6-2. So when you look at the NFC, you've got the Lions at 7-1. Commanders are 7-2. Vikings, Eagles, both 6-2 in the conference.
Well, I don't think a lot of football to be played.
I don't think officials would have some sort of vendetta against Sam Darnold, because why would they? But last week, he got face masked and brought down in the end zone. No call.
Thank you all, yeah.
This week, a defender comes in and smashes his forearm directly into his helmet, rips him down to the ground. Ball comes loose.
Nothing.
They pick it up and score.
Yeah.
They threw a flag, but then they said, there's no play here. Nothing to see here. What's going on? Like, usually when quarterbacks get breathed on the wrong way, a flag is thrown. Like, what's going on there with Sam Darnold the last 2 weeks? It's weird. It's a weird thing.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
I didn't see the play, but it sounds like bad
just
officiating.
Just watch the play.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mike in Vienna. Mike, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller, my mom lives in Falls Church, and I live in Vienna, and we watched the game together yesterday. And she talked about how good it felt
like, I grew up with, like, John Riggins and Joe Theismann, and I even watched Billy Kilmer play at the end. And yesterday's vibe was a great vibe. And my mom was screaming at the TV. She was, you know, she's like, this is the old days. This is like it was when you were little, Mike. And it was a very nice day, man, I had with my mother. And she's been sick and not been feeling well, and she's got to have shoulder surgery and all that. But I tell you what, yesterday was just a great day. And I got one more thing to say to y'all before I get off the phone. Okay, every morning when I come home, I've been at the same job for 35 years, but I'm not going to say where it is. And when I came home, well, when I come home, it's like my happy hour, because what I do is I park in front of the house and I drink beer, a couple beers, because I'm right in front of my house, and I listen to you guys in the morning. And
I appreciate it.
And I really appreciate you guys, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
What type of work do you do? You don't have to say where you're
driveway
work.
Drinking. I respect that.
What type of work do you do with those hours?
I work in the grocery business.
Okay. Gotcha.
And, yeah, and I worked for one grocery company and then went to another, but all my years counted towards my retirement. You know, I'm very fortunate. I'm very fortunate, and you know, it's like getting a haircut. You're not going to lose your job because everybody needs food. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
Everybody needs food.
The company he works for, his name rhymes with Schmiant, but that's just a guess.
Good.
On my part.
Good.
They changed ownership back in the day. Like, 12, so maybe that's maybe what it 15 is. 15 years ago.
Yeah. I'm going real quick to Ray in Mechanicsville. Ray, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Ray? Buddy?
Actually, my first time calling too, just like the
thank you, Ray.
Nice.
The other caller, but I figured since you know, first time for everything, born in 1996, so guess I had to call since they are 7-2 since 96, and yeah, just been sticking with it since you know,
you sound excited.
Years, and I'm very excited. I'm just I guess a little nervous, first time calling.
It's early.
Don't be nervous.
Appreciate
you're
it.
Your friends here.
What did you expect this season?
What did I expect?
Yeah.
Better. Probably 6-11. just kind of going off of, you know, previous years, and you know, got the new quarterback, new coach, and brand new regime, 30 plus players, and I mean, you just can't expect anything better than this. It's been fantastic. Already kind of a win on the season, and you know, just keep on rolling. Hail to the Commanders, hail to the Redskins, and yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for listening, man. It's an exciting time. It brings people out of the woodwork, Cakes.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Right? All of a sudden, you get first-time callers.
Oh, yeah.
People drinking in the driveway.
Yeah, it lifts everybody's spirits.
What a time to be alive.
Driveway drinking, man. That's I haven't really done that. Maybe I need to look into that.
Well, I guess he's doing it probably because he's got the wife inside, so he wants a little time.
Wind down.
Yeah.
In the car.
Well, bars aren't open when he
that's
gets off
true.
Work.
That's true.
True.
I know, but he could walk inside to drink.
He could go inside and just stay in a car.
Yeah, but he wants to listen to us.
He probably doesn't have a radio inside.
That's true.
Yeah. Or wake
Odyssey
up
app on your phone.
Yeah.
Get that free Odyssey app, Ray. Or no, it wasn't Ray. I forget the previous guy's name. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll get back to your calls a bit later, but coming up next, we'll talk to ESPN.com NFL insider John Keim here on The Junkies.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.